Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, has died at the age of 99. A statement from the Crown says, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen has announced the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. The royal family joins with people around the world in mourning his loss." 46% of Americans would vote for The Rock to become president. And this isn't just like a very small survey that I normally find that has like 8 people in it. Over 30,000 people voted who can vote favored Dwayne The Rock Johnson in a survey. And he was not the only celebrity on the list. Angelina Jolie also got 30%.
Oh.
What?
Okay, no, TJ, where'd you find this?
Oh, no.
Oprah landed 27%. No. And Tom Hanks landed 22%.
Okay.
Now, this isn't out of the realm of possibility. In February, The Rock said he could see himself being president one day, saying, quote, "I would consider a presidential run in the future if that's what the people wanted."
He was joking.
Truly. No, he said, Jax, he said truly.
I don't think he was joking.
I mean really? That.
You have to understand, we all love The Rock, but there's an ego there.
Yeah. No.
A gigantic ego.
No.
Yes,
I don't want this for him.
I love The Rock. But you can't be a celebrity like that without a little bit of, hey, I like myself. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with it.
We saw what happened last time that a celebrity became president.
Yes,
okay?
We did. Let's see it again.
Listen to the second part of the quote. If you don't think this is true, he said, "Truly, I mean that. And I'm not flippant in any way with my answer. So I would wait and I would listen. I would have my finger on the pulse, my ear to the ground."
I'll give him credit. He'd be a way better president than Trump. Way, 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 way.
Anybody
better.
Would be a better president than Trump.
Yeah, literally, my dogs could be. But I think you know. Yeah, here's the reality of it is that the head of the party or whatever, if they have more visibility, they usually win.
Yeah.
Right? It's the most likable guy that usually wins.
I don't want to sacrifice The Rock.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't want to find out things that he believes that I go, oh my God, that's terrifying. You know what I mean?
Let him be.
He's one recent survey said he's the most likable person on earth, or at least the most likable celebrity on earth.
I believe it.
Yeah, I can see it too. A scary time in fashion is coming back. According to style experts, the fashion from the early 2000s is now back, and that includes low-rise jeans.
Oh, no.
My muffin top is excited. Let me tell you what.
One fashion journalist says the biggest sellers on a shopping app called Depop are all, quote, vintage Y2K. Satin bustiers?
No, you tell me.
Yeah, I'm trying.
It's bustiers, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, all right.
Low-rise cargo pants, nailed that one. Halter tops and baby tees.
Okay, so here's what I'm hoping comes back. You pull back your hair.
Yeah.
Big hoop earrings. The hoop earrings.
The hoop earrings never go away?
No, but like the big hoops.
The big ones?
The big hoops. I had every girl I had a crush on in school had gigantic hoop earrings.
I used to get a headache because I would pull my hair so tight and gel it so slick to my head, and then I put in my hoop earrings. I can still remember the way it felt.
You guys take your low-rise jeans. I want 2009 scene kid hair to come back. You know, where everyone was always flicking their hair to the side.
You mean the Justin Bieber thing?
Yeah. No. It was beyond that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think that we'll give that another 10 years. And
no,
I want
it back today.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Pregnancy cravings. Do you remember yours? I don't think with Everly's mom, she had that many. I can't remember anything that was like crazy. But for some people, it's nothing. You're like, oh, it's just a normal thing.
Yeah.
For other people, it's like, oh my God. If I don't get this now, I'm going to scream. Now, Jax, you socially distanced walked with a friend of yours.
Yeah, a very good friend of mine, Morgan, who's pregnant.
Right.
Yes.
Had your mask on and everything before we get the angry text messages.
Yes.
And by the way, it's legal to be outside with people.
Yes, getting exercise, yes.
And so you guys went out for a little exercise. And for Morgan's stage of pregnancy, is she at the stage where it's like a walk is difficult? Like, because it can be.
It's, she's definitely getting a little sore. She's due late July, early August.
Okay.
So like she's doing all right.
Starting
but
to bump out, though.
She is hungry, let me tell you. She's a hungry gal. And she has a sweet tooth right now.
Does she?
And we were walking through Bellwoods. And
of course you were.
Stop it. I knew that was coming. Stop.
Oh, shocked.
So we're walking through Bellwoods. And in the corner of our eyes, we see the ice cream truck. bopping along down Gorevale, that side street there. And like, we were in mid-conversation. I'm pretty sure it was about something serious. And she's like, we gotta go. We gotta go now. So we, you can't really run when you're pregnant. So we just kind of jaunt like a quick.
It's a bit, yeah, it's a bit of like a side to side walk.
Like, I don't know if walking really fast.
Yeah.
And get this. So she needed ice cream that bad. She wanted sprinkles. Like, she had the cone in mind, like she was dreaming about. But they only take cash, and she didn't have cash on her. So Morgan needed this ice cream so bad that she e-transferred the man inside of the ice cream van. Just e-transferred him.
You can do that?
You can do that so she could get her ice cream because she's pregnant and wants it. God, and she deserves it.
We need Venmo.
I know. It was ridiculous. I didn't think he'd have Tap. I thought he'd have Tap or something. Guess he didn't. But she went to the lengths of e-transferring to get her ice cream cone because she's pregnant and needs it. And I thought that was pretty badass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, we waited. She had to like add to the recipient list.
E-transfers
like,
take
there.
A long time. It's like, well, what's their name? What's their phone number? What's their email?
What will the password be?
Yeah, exactly.
But she was like, she was serious about it. And I waited there. And I stood and
did
I waited.
Did you get ice cream too?
What's it? No, I didn't.
Did she offer?
You know what? She,
she
you know
did
what?
Not offer.
She did not offer.
Did you offer to pay?
I love that.
I didn't have cash on me.
You could have e-transferred to
her. I could have, but she was already on it. Like, she was on her phone.
I'm curious, what did she get?
She got like a vanilla cone with like so many sprinkles. Like, it was extravagant. It was like melting. It was like on her mouth, and she was like, I don't care. This is where I am now. I love her. I love her. She's so good. Yeah. But I've seen some intense pregnancy cravings for like, you know, pickles and sweets and things like that. But like a grown woman running after an ice cream truck and then e-transferring the man inside, the stranger inside. That is next level.
I respect the hustle. You really have to. I mean, you can't not respect that. Yeah. Now, afterwards, did she say, sometimes though, like with pregnancy cravings, people be like, I want this. They'll eat it. And then they're like, I feel sick. Was she all right?
She wasn't sick, but like her excitement dissipated for sure. Yeah. Like I don't think, like once she had those for a few bites, I think that's all she needed. And she was kind of like, I have this ice cream cone that's melting in my hand.
She got excited for the chase.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. She just needed to get that craving in.
So what we want to know is yours. What your craving was, number one. Mm-hmm. And number two, the extreme lengths that you went to get what you wanted. Or, and this is what the smart ones do, okay? You delegated this task. Because you are the manager.
Yes,
let's be honest here.
That's right.
So you made someone else do it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, Jax wants to know, TJ wants to know, the extreme lengths that you went to go after your pregnancy craving. What was the craving? What did you do? 416-872-9999. 999 to text.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Jax saw her friend go through the pregnancy craving thing yesterday. I need ice cream right now. E-transferred the guy.
Yeah, we chased down an ice cream truck in Bellwoods, and then she e-transferred a stranger to get an ice cream.
Imagine how wild that must be. You're a social distance walk, you're masked around, you're like, give me ice cream.
She's like, we're gonna go now.
I must have it.
So now, Melanie, you can relate to the pregnancy craving thing, right?
I have three kids, so I've had plenty of pregnancy cravings, but I craved Dairy Queen Blizzards for one of them. And I went to the point of joining their Blizzard of the Month club with six different email addresses, so that every month I could get at each of my emails a buy one get one free coupon, so that I could have two every time I went.
Pregnant and resourceful.
My God.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I didn't even know they had a Blizzard of the Month club. Do you have to get
a while ago. I don't know if they still do.
Yeah, well, you might have shut it down.
Wow. We love a pregnant couponer. This is great.
That's incredible. Smart idea. Hey, thanks for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
And TJ, we had a ton of texts.
Yeah, we did. From the 905, with my first kid, I loved eating lemons. Oh. I remember going to the Keg just before she was due to have a nice dinner out. I ordered a steak dinner and had the waitress bring me a bowl full of cut up lemons on the side.
You gotta do what you gotta do. That's sour.
100%.
Another one from the 905. I also followed the ice cream truck for 5 blocks when I was about 9 months pregnant because I wanted a swirl dipped cone. You gotta have it.
Yep.
Last one here from the 905. Hey guys, so my craving was anything pickled. My husband had to come home and I was eating a giant bowl of pickled beets. Mouth and teeth were stained purple and I was in my glory. Awesome.
I'm trying to imagine what that looks
terrifying.
Like.
Terrifying. It looks terrifying.
That's like a horror movie.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Pregnancy cravings. Producer Jesse, who do we have on the phone here? What's her name?
Mary.
Okay, Mary, you had a chicken sandwich KFC craving?
Oh, my gosh. I had the biggest craving for the KFC.
sandwich. So I would throw up every day for the last 6 months of my pregnancy.
Yeah.
But the only thing I craved that would stay down was a KFC chicken sandwich.
Oh, God.
So I had to take the bus, and I hate the bus, but I had to take it to work. So I would get on the bus, get off in two blocks, because I wasn't walking when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to take care of the baby. So I would take the bus two blocks, get off, get my sandwich. By the time I got my sandwich, the next bus was there to take me, and I'd be on the bus literally eating my chicken sandwich with extra mayo.
Yeah. Oh, man, Jack.
You perked up my ears with that extra mayo. Haven't you?
Girl, tell your friend to go to McDonald's, get herself a sundae and french fries, and dunk those babies in a caramel sundae. Mm. She will thank me.
Well, we know about that, but the extra mayo has got our mayo queen, Jax, up and rolling.
Why did you just call me?
You're mayo queen.
You are the mayo queen.
Here's your crown. So much.
Her royal highness.
We're going to make you a Hellman's crown. TJ. TJ, tell us about it. What we got?
It's for the 289. I remember when I was pregnant with my first son, I would make my husband drive me out to McDonald's at nighttime, and I would have the french fries. I'd have to have french fries, so I would tell the person at the intercom, I want a large fry with no salt, and it had to be like steaming hot coming out of the oil.
Ooh.
Demands.
Yeah.
I love it.
Does McDonald's accommodate?
They're actually like really accommodating. If you have ask for specific things or like fresh fries,
no kidding. Okay,
especially late at night when it's just pregnant people and people who are high.
People are walking through the drive-thru.
From the 416, I wanted nachos and cheese from the movie, so I drove there in my pajamas and made my 12-year-old nephew go in and buy them and bring them to the car. And this...
Hunt and gather.
I love it.
I like that.
It's a family effort. From the 416, I made my husband go out at midnight in the middle of a blizzard to buy me orange pop. I just had to have it, and it was so satisfying when I got it.
Yum.
And the very last one here from the 416, pregnancy cravings, you say? Mm-hmm. Let's call our girl Jessica from yesterday and ask her all about hers.
Oh, my goodness.
From Ghosted.
Yeah. No, thanks for that. I appreciate that. Nice reminder. By the way, over 250 comments on that Instagram post of that Ghosted.
People are upset with Jessica.
Mad. Yeah. Now, we got one more call here from Barry. What's up, man? We're talking about pregnancy cravings.
Well, it wasn't me.
All right, what's your story, buddy?
That's what I told her, too. No, never mind. It was me. I worked in Toronto, and I live south of Barrie. My wife was about 7 months pregnant, and I used to commute from there to Toronto every day, so I got up really early to go to work. So about 1 o'clock in the morning, she wakes me up. She's got to have some kielbasa. It's the end of the world. You got to have it. So, like a nice guy, hashtag idiot, I went all the way to Barrie in the middle of the night, the only place that was open, which is a Sobeys store. I got a piece of kielbasa. I'm all the way back. I give it to her. She sits up, took one little bite, and immediately went to sleep.
Oh. she's working hard, you know? She's working hard.
Oh, my God. And I couldn't sleep much anymore. That was a long day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
In her defense, kielbasa is delicious.
It
so
is.
Good.
It is. Hey, buddy, thanks for the call.
Thank you. You have a great day. Great weekend.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Rihanna crashed a woman's birthday dinner, brought out the cake, and sang to her because Rihanna is the greatest living human being. On Wednesday, Samira Abdullah gathered with her friends and boyfriend to celebrate her 23rd birthday at Nobu NYC because you can go to restaurants in New York. And they noticed Rihanna sitting at another table, so her friend went up to her and asked if she would like to join their table, telling her it would mean the world if Rihanna took a picture with the birthday girl. Her friend says Rihanna came up with a better idea to surprise Abdullah, saying, go back to the table and tell them I said no. However, when the waiters brought out the cake, Rihanna walked up to her table and sang happy birthday and took a photo with them.
She's so cool, man. Like, she's so chill. She's down to do anything. I like that she came up with that, too.
Yeah. Her friend also says that Rihanna smells really good.
Oh, that's good. Imagine.
Which is a surprise to no one.
Yeah. Now, Rihanna, does Fenty have its own, like...
Perfume?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. I was wondering, if you have your own perfume line, is it tacky to wear it?
If you're in a band, is it tacky to listen to your own music?
I don't know. I don't really know.
Depends if they're bangers or not.
I guess so. If you suck, maybe.
Yeah, there we go.
The big question is answered here.
Well, I'm just saying.
According to a new survey, here are the best and worst surprises that people go through every day. Starting at number 10, a deadline getting pushed. That's a great surprise. Another great surprise and one of my personal favorites, canceled plans. Ooh. I love that text when someone says, hey, I can't make that thing. Oh, no, that sucks. No, it doesn't. Number 8, snow days when you were a kid. Number 7, getting a new puppy. Number 6, pregnancies. 5, engagements or proposals. Mm-hmm. 4, surprise visits from people you want to see. 3, finding out you're getting money back on your taxes.
Yeah.
Number 2, surprise parties. And the number 1 best surprise is randomly finding money on the street or in your pocket. Well, the worst surprises we experience are a bill that's higher than expected, finding out you owe money on your taxes, hearing your kid break something, finding out your pet had an accident in the house, and unexpected visits from people you don't want to see. Love that. Toronto is set to be hotter than parts of California this weekend. On Saturday and Sunday, temperatures could get as high as 19 degrees. We're in San Francisco, California. It's only expected to be 14. Sorry, California. We're also supposed to see a bunch of rain at some points. But let's focus on the point that it's going to be almost 20 degrees.
Yeah.
And the people in California are like, that's great, but we still get to live in California.
Yeah.
You know what? They're okay.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Let us have this. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Jax, the love guru.
Oh, this is going to be juicy. Producer Jesse, go ahead.
This comes from Kaylee. She says, I've begun to resent my fiance, and I don't know if it's because I hate the pandemic or if it's actually him.
Oh, thanks. God.
It's been a slow burn living together in these dark times for the last year. We canceled our wedding. We both work from home. And about a year in, I'm sick of him.
Yeah.
We don't fight or anything. It's just a tiny little quiet resentment in the back of my head.
Sure.
Should I do something about it? Do I keep trying to wait it out until this is all over? Do I actually resent him, or do I resent this year? Help me, Jax.
Oh, God. That sounds super complicated. I don't think there is any couple in this world that has gone through this pandemic and not had some troubles with their relationship. Like, this is hard, being in one confined space. I certainly don't think that you should give up on him. I don't think that you should be, you know, stewing in this alone. I think that you probably need to talk to either your therapist or a couples counselor, because, like, everybody's going through it right now. Maybe talk to confide in a friend, you know, get in touch with the love guru. But I think that therapy is the backbone of this right now. Yeah.
I have a better idea.
Oh, no.
You know those TikTok videos where someone goes, I'm passing the phone to somebody who's wearing glasses. And then the other person grabs the phone and says, I'm passing the phone to somebody whose feet smell. And then they go back and forth. You should do that, except just passive-aggressively say all the things that's been bugging you about your partner. And then hopefully it gets it out in the open and you guys laugh about it. And then everything's good again. Example, I'm passing the phone to somebody who won't empty the dishwasher. And he goes, I'm passing the phone to somebody who tells me to keep emptying the dishwasher.
Do you think we got the example the first time?
Yeah, or? TJ, the love guru, go ahead.
That's right.
Well, you know what I love about this is that we have Jax, who actually has heart and feelings. And then TJ and are like, yeah, but what if you did this?
I saw this on TikTok. I think that you need to look a little further into this for
sure. Okay, now, I had a friend who I love and adore. Mm-hmm. And actually, I'm best friends with this couple, which is rare, right? It's you usually like good friends with one.
Yeah.
But legit, if these two broke up, which they never will, I would be friends with both of them.
Yeah.
And she said to me, listen, this pandemic is not normal.
Yeah.
And she's like, there's nothing wrong with my marriage, but this is not okay.
It is too much time with one person.
It is. So what I was thinking was like, okay, if we can, I want to ask you 416-872-9999-999 text where we take this, right? Because obviously you've probably felt this if you're in any sort of long-term relationship. What did you do to kind of let the air out of the room? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, listen, people ask me all the time and they think this is funny. And I guess it kind of is. They're like, oh, you got a divorce, a pandemic divorce? Like on dating apps and everything. Yeah. People will literally open one.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you know, straight up, until you've been through one of these, you don't find that funny once you've been through it. But I get where they're coming from. And no, we were not. I think we got to give them some solutions here. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Other than... How do we make them viral on TikTok? Yeah.
Listen, cash in. That's all I'm saying.
It starts with therapy, and I think, I don't know, maybe you should communicate with your partner.
So,
get crazy here.
So 416-872-9999-999-999 attacks. Where we're going to go with this, obviously they need to communicate, but you have a partner that you love and adore who also drives you crazy, and you're spending 24/7 together right now. What do you do to kind of go, you know, breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good idea. Or go on TikTok.
No. No.
Your call.
A lot of text messages saying they have no idea what you said.
Virgin Mornings with Jax, the love guru.
Catch us up on that story, producer Jesse, because it's...
Yeah, Kaylee emailed us because she's been having a hard time with her fiance this year during the pandemic. She doesn't know if she resents him at the end of all this or if she actually just hates the year that we've had.
I just, it's really hard. It's just so dark.
You know what I should do? I should email a radio station.
You know what? No.
You should. Why not? We're friends. Like, honestly, sometimes it's better to solicit advice from people who you feel like you know but are still kind of complete strangers. It's judgment-free. That's the whole point.
My advice is to, you know, it's been a hard year for any couple. It doesn't matter who you are. Is talk to your therapist. Also, communicate with your fiance and don't let that resentment build, because when you're having only conversations with yourself, it's too much. You're way too in your head, right?
We've
it's
been
hard.
We've been asking you for your solutions and what you've done at 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. What have you guys done?
My husband and I have gotten in the habit of looking at each other and saying, I need to be alone right now. And then we go off and we do our own thing, and it's just like a piece of respect to us, where it's like, okay, you need this right now, let's just separate a little bit.
So what you're doing is you're talking to him and communicating.
Yes, we are communicating.
Imagine.
Now, there are some people, and I'm sure everybody's dated these people, that, like, when you tell them that, they're offended.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what do you do about that? How did you guys get to this point?
I think we just both acknowledged in the middle of the pandemic that we need it. Like, we're not used to spending this much time together. It's just too tricky. We love each other a whole lot. There's nothing wrong with our marriage, but we're just not programmed to spend as much time together.
No, it's not normal.
What do you do when you have your alone time? Do you go stand in the woods and listen to Taylor Swift Folklore, or you just go for a walk?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually.
Trashy TV is a big one.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a walk around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, in non-pandemic times, we use this as well, and I used to take myself on a self-date.
Yeah, I love self-dates. They're so good.
What are self-dates?
You take yourself to the movies, out for dinner, do something for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Let yourself get lucky.
A restaurant, glass of wine, you sit and listen to a podcast. It's the best.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, listen, I anything is good. I'm not giving advice on this, because what advice would I have to give?
Thank you so much for calling.
Virgin Mornings with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, has died at the age of 99. Statement from the Crown says, it is a deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen has announced the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. The royal family joins with people around the world in mourning his loss. New survey says 46% of Americans would vote for Dwayne The Rock Johnson to be president. By the way, some of these surveys aren't always like, it's like 12 people were involved in the survey. 30,000 people who could potentially vote favor Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So that was just his supporters. He was not the only celebrity on the list. Angelina Jolie got 30%. Oprah landed 27%. And Tom Hanks, 22%. Mm. And it's not out of the realm of possibility that he would run. In February, The Rock said he could see himself as president of the United States one day, saying, I would consider a presidential run in the future if that's what the people wanted. Truly, I mean that. And I'm not flippant in it in any way with my answer. So I would wait and I would listen. I have my finger on the pulse and my ear to the ground. President Dwayne.
I just don't want to not like him as much as I like him.
Yeah.
You stick a likable person in politics, they're going to say something dumb. Something terrible is going to come out about their past. I just want him to keep doing action movies.
And
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it just sucks.
Just keep people Fast and the Furious.
Like,
you know?
why would we aspire to be in politics? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
After what we've seen the last 5 years?
Ugh,
no, thank you.
Gross. A scary time in fashion is coming back. According to style experts, the fashion from the early 2000s is now back. That means low-rise jeans, satin bustiers, low-rise cargo pants, halter tops, and baby tees. This is according to fashion journalists. Jax, how do you feel about all that?
I hated it. So I didn't have the body type to wear low-rise jeans then, and I certainly don't now. And I just, like, I can't do this. my muffin top, like just hanging.
You know what I kind of like the idea about low-rise jeans, though, is because it's below your muffin top. As a fellow muffin topper,
yeah,
I feel like it's like, well, maybe that'll reduce. Because sometimes, like when you're standing in front of the mirror and you don't have anything on, muffin top's not there.
No.
So I'm blaming the high-rise jeans or the mid-rise jeans for giving me this.
High-rise hides
not my
it.
Fault. Lower,
it's like putting a ring on your finger that doesn't fit.
Yeah.
That's what low-rise jeans are like.
You should switch to togas.
Okay.
That's what's trending of TJ.
Don't you think?
I've heard worse ideas than togas.
Just saying. Nice and airy. For hot boys.
Get that strange breeze.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's trivia with producer Jesse, and we've got a Google Smart Home Mini to give you. You got to pick who will win this game. Is it me, Adam Wilde? Is it TJ? Or is it Jax? Text us to us at 999-999. Producer Jesse, please re-explain the game.
So we're going to go around the room. Each of you are going to hear about 2.5 seconds of two songs, so 5 seconds total. And then a countdown clock is going to hit, and you're going to have 5 seconds to name me the featured artist on those two songs. That's all I need. Who features on those two songs?
And it's one person on both songs?
Yes.
Okay, got
There's only one on each song,
Okay.
That's all you gotta do.
All right, I think I understand. Easy. All right, now, who is going first, producer Jesse?
Jax, you won yesterday, so you're up first.
Okay. Ready?
You ready?
Yeah.
Hit it.
Locked up, can't get you off my mind, off my mind tonight.
Oh, no,
have got that. What
you
is
got
that?
One Dua Lipa. Point there. That was Dua Lipa.
Oh, wait.
On
so
Prisoner.
It's two. Oh.
And
two
then songs. The second song was Sam Smith Dancing with a Stranger, and the feature was Normani.
Damn. Okay.
Okay.
No, I got it. That's my bad.
Okay.
All right. TJ, you're up next.
I'm ready-ish.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
We don't talk anymore. I'm ready, rain on me.
Ariana Grande's one. Camila Cabello.
You got 1 point.
Oh.
Who did feature on that Charlie
Selena
Puth song?
Selena Gomez.
Oh, yes.
That's a really pretty song.
Damn. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right.
All right. All right. It's We're doing good. 1 point each.
All right.
Adam, you're up.
Horses in the bag. Horse
like you. Billy Ray Cyrus and Cardi B.
You have to. You got to wait till, but I'll give you those 2 points.
Oh.
But next time, we all got to wait until the countdown clock.
Sorry. My bad.
Yeah, Adam, stop being good. Okay.
If you say it right away, then it's cheating.
Okay. Yeah, my bad. Know? My apologies. Thank you, Jesse.
No, the cheater. I don't know.
All right,
so he's
going to
win with an asterisk.
Jax, you're up.
Oh, no.
Daft Punk?
Khalid's
one of them.
Daft Punk and
Khalid.
Yeah.
Daft Punk and Khalid. Yeah, that was the correct answer.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Honestly, that's the only thing my 2-year-old can say is, oh, no.
And really?
That's all she says. So, yeah.
Good,
anyway.
Adam. I'm glad that I have a similar vocabulary as your child.
All right, TJ, you're up.
All right.
She wants the last name with the ring on it because I pulled out a million.
Drake.
Oh, come on.
Rihanna.
Come on!
Oh my God!
Swaley! Nice. Adam would have got.
Doesn't help with Adam's adding pressure. Well, come on!
All right, Adam, just need one here to win.
Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. I know it breaks your heart. Move to the city in a
Halsey.
You don't want to
go
the other way.
Actually remember who did
Quavo,
this one.
Right?
No,
it's Quavo. Oh, it's Quavo. Yeah. Okay, all right. So Halsey, so does that mean I won?
Adam wins.
Woo!
For the first time in 7 years, Adam Wilde has won the game.
The crowd goes mild.
You know what? You're upset
he's
that you lost.
He's mad,
and he's throwing it at me. Okay?
No, it's fine. Real
now,
weekend,
it's great. If you picked me, I'm going to pick somebody who picked me.
You're close, though, Teach.
Virgin Mornings with, of course, this happened in Toronto.
A Toronto condo is telling its residents to stop getting haircuts in their emergency stairwells. On April 6th, residents of King's Club in Toronto received an unusual email announcement. The announcement said that during an inspection, management had found evidence that the stairwells were being used as impromptu salons. The email says the stairs are only intended to be used to exit the building. That hair makes a mess is a fire code violation. It goes against safety standards. saying you'll be invoiced for the sanitation and cleaning and may face necessary administrative and legal consequences.
Why there? Why the stairwell?
Because there's no cameras. No security cameras.
Yeah.
And people barely use them in condo buildings.
Especially if you're high up.
Yeah. So I think it's actually kind of if you're going to do it, it's kind of a smart place to do it. I just maybe don't.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I did kind of what I was watching. I was kind of reading the story this morning. I'm thinking like, okay, how much does it cost to get a stairway haircut? Because you've got to feel like, at least I feel like, you would
stair
get.
Hair.
Stair hair is discounted, right? It's not salon hair. It's stair hair. So what do you think it costs? Like, is it like 25% less? Is it, you know, or is it just like, is it just what you would tip somebody at a normal salon?
That's the thing. Do you tip them? Yeah, I think so.
We're in a pandemic. You got to tip.
You got to tip.
And how do you set this up? No one talks to each other at condos.
No.
It's, you know, that's the thing is you got to know somebody who knows somebody, right? It's kind of like speakeasies back in the day during Prohibition. And they used to have these like secret bars and you had to know the secret knock to get into the secret bars to snag a little drink. And this is basically just the same thing. You got to know that you're going to knock 3 times and then the guy will open the door and he's wearing that leather cover that they always wear at barbershops. And he says, what's the password? And you say pineapple. And then he trims you up with a nice number 2.
I feel like if you're going to the lengths of going to a speakeasy, you will just invite them into your apartment because you're not really following the rules anymore.
Right, yeah.
Like, why not just invite them in?
Yeah. That's actually a really good point.
I
don't want to get COVID or anything.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'd like to take you to a faraway land where people are eating inside at restaurants.
Okay. Where?
New York State.
Okay.
Literally just across the water.
Yes.
Everybody over the age of 30 there has access to a vaccine. And in Buffalo, don't you know, they are able to, I think everybody over the age of 16 is now able, regardless of residency.
Good.
So I believe there's going to be some Canadians trying to cross the border like, hey, we'll pay for one. Now, because of this and all the vaccine rollout, you can go back to a restaurant and potentially celebrate your birthday with Rihanna. And this is the coolest story. TJ, can you run it down for us?
Yes, of course. So TikTok was going around of a girl, it was celebrating her birthday at Nobu in NYC, and they noticed that Rihanna was sitting at another table. So her friend went up, being the good friend, and was like, hey, it's my friend's birthday. You can please come sit with us. Or at the very least, my friend would just love it if you could take a picture with her. And Rihanna said, no, go back to your table. Tell her I said no. And then a little while later, the cake came out, and Rihanna sang happy birthday to this girl. They got photos, and it was just delightful. And here's the best part of the story. Apparently, Rihanna smells really good. Somebody said that in the TikTok.
It's like over the years that she's been around, like she's sassy and she's very independent. She's very private, but like every story I've ever heard of her, she's incredibly chill, like really, really nice, really approachable. Yeah. And like, could you just imagine? I wouldn't even have the gall. I
wouldn't go up to her.
No way.
Who's the most famous person you ever saw at a restaurant you were at?
Marilyn Dennis.
Okay, well, it's because you were having dinner with me and my mom.
Yeah, exactly. And I did not go up to her.
Me and my mom.
She was with the family.
Who else? Honestly, I got a good one.
At dinner?
At dinner. Like, you ever eat at a restaurant with someone famous sitting in the corner?
No, I don't think so.
You ready for mine?
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld.
What?
Yeah.
Good thing you didn't go up.
No, I know.
There's a rule, though, right? Yeah. You shouldn't bother people while they're eating. Yeah.
Not while they're eating. And Jerry Seinfeld apparently doesn't like him when people go up, but I didn't know that. And I remember it was in Calgary, and I remember going on the air the next Monday and saying, hey, like, I ate, like, 2 tables down from Jerry Seinfeld, and everybody's like, why didn't you go say hi?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I felt terrible. And then I find out later that he does not like that when people approach him.
So good.
Good. Yeah.
I'm really surprised that Rihanna wasn't in her own private room, because, like, I actually years ago was with producer Jesse, and we were down at Frings, and Drake was apparently in another room, because they have, like, the side private room, right?
Here we go.
It was All-Star Weekend when it was in Toronto, and Drake and Steph Curry were in their own back part of Frings, and we were in the front part.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right. That's cool.
Hey, by the way, did you ever eat at Frings?
Yeah.
Like, eat it? Was it good?
I enjoyed it. My ex-girlfriend took me there for our anniversary dinner one time, and I really enjoyed it. I don't think she liked it, though, and she was gluten-free and couldn't eat anything, and we don't date anymore, but I liked it.
What a sad end to a fun story.
Uh-huh.
At least the food was good.
Happy Friday!
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.